Well, it's always nice to push out any emergency information and safety messages, and it's just kind of a one-stop shop where we can do that. We don't want to use it as people requesting emergency assistance, of course, but just an information-only page.
You officially took over the director position on May the 1st,
yep.
And you had to disseminate information, right?
Immediately, right. We had some power outages, and Ameren had called, and so we went ahead and pushed that out on the Facebook page.
And what are some of the other things that people should really know about the Mercer County Office of Emergency Management? Can you kind of explain, I guess, some of the nuances are why this is important? And it has been around for a while.
It has. It's a kind of a marriage of public health emergency planning and then all hazards emergency planning at the county level. So in our office, we've got emergency plans for any disaster, including medical countermeasures if we had a pandemic or something like that, you know, tornadoes, earthquakes. We just plan for everything. We work with all of our emergency response partners to develop these plans. They're fluid plans. They change. They can change depending on the individual situation. So